Well, good morning. It is 6:38 a.m. on Monday, May 8th, 2023. It's 47 degrees, which is 8.3 degrees Celsius. It's okay. 84% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street, the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. Apparently I didn't set my alarm last night. I just went to bed and crashed. But thankfully, for whatever reason, the internal body clock and ambient light that is certainly brighter in the morning these days than usual was enough to get me up in a reasonable amount of time. Still make the walk. So we've added another named NPC to the roster. I was walking around the park the other day, sometime this weekend, and I ran into Satchel Guy. I said, well, okay, this is destiny. So I introduced myself. His name's Ben. He's from Michigan, new transplant to Portland from Michigan. Came here for his brother. He and his brother apparently came out here and vacationed at some point and just really fell in love with the place and so decided to move here. Like, boom, here we go. He's a neat guy. I love when that happens, you know? And I was thinking about it, it's like, man, life doesn't happen in your apartment. I mean, it does, but the connections you make, the things you see, the people you run into. I mean, I like getting out. I'm finding that getting out, doing things, even if it's just walking around the park, that creates opportunities for life. I don't know, that's kind of a duh statement. It's like, duh, Dave. But, you know, sometimes there's this inertia. I feel this inertia of, I want to go out. Just want to relax, want to chill. And it's like, yeah, but the cool stuff is happening out there. And I do enjoy cool stuff. So, and my goodness, this weekend was fraught with cool stuff. Did a hike to Pittock Mansion, which is a rather palatial estate. Erected for the Pittock family on a hill west of Portland, just west of Portland. And there's, you know, beautiful estate, but the hike, oh, there's the Three Stooges. They've got their coffee. They're on their way to work. But the hike, it's wild to me how in Portland, you can travel like a mile, mile and a half tops out of the city. And it's like you're in this primeval forest. It was ancient, ancient forest, huge, enormous trees, moss every damn where. Ancient trees, ferns, weird freaking tentacled ferns, and just, I mean, you're waiting for a velociraptor to come out of the underbrush. It's that ancient looking. And you just a hop, skip, and a jump away from town. But it was a very cool hike. Went with the polyamory group. Pals, bink. And we just had a really nice time. I mean, all of these hikes, it wasn't a long hike. It was like maybe 3 miles, maybe more. I don't know. It wasn't a particularly strenuous hike, but it was beautiful. And just the conversation on the trail is fun. Getting to know these people and their backgrounds, but their style and the things they like, the things they don't like. I discovered that Rob is particularly averse to puns, which is going to be a problem. Because as we all know, I'm an invertebrate punster. Spinelessly punning away. But that was just lovely. And great views at the top, and then the landscaping around the estate was gorgeous. It's just really fun. We get to the top of the hike, and there's a parking lot at the mansion. It's like, wait, we could have driven here? Which is not the point, of course, but still, there was an irony there that was not lost on some of us. And then ran a game of Shadow Run for Allie and Rob and Michael. Alex caught a cold that I don't recall if he tested positive or not, but he was not taking any chances and had isolated. But we had him remote in. We set up a laptop and did, I think it was FaceTime, not a laptop, an iPad. I think it was Facebook Messenger videos. So, and I brought an iPad stand and just set him up at the end of the table. And it was like he was right there. It was kind of fun. And we speculated that at some point, everybody's gonna be coming in on iPads. There'll just be iPads around the table staring at each other. It's like, no, that's a Zoom meeting. That's very different. But the game went well, and I got to integrate a bit of lore from my Storyverse into Shadowrun. They aren't aware of it yet, but yeah, so that was a good time. And let's see. Oh, and then yesterday morning. Oh, yesterday, God. So yesterday I went out and I hit Lowe's first thing in the morning and grabbed some seeds and some pots and potting soil and gravel. And I had intended to buy some railing window boxes that I could hang on the railing of the patio of dreams. It's not a deck, it's a patio. The patio of dreams. And was deeply disappointed in the lack of options as far as railing planters there. Just But God, I was looking around. You know, I hadn't really had a plan. I knew I wanted herbs and I wanted flowers of some kind. And was looking around. And God, so many beautiful plants. I do love a good garden center. And Lowe's does it right. And was looking at, oh, I can do African violets. I can do this. I can do that. Ooh, and this would be nice with that. And they had a bunch of columbine there, which is like a throwback to Colorado. It's like, yeah, I'm all over some columbine. That's a great idea. And God, that dogwood is looking sharp. That's going to be tomorrow's pick. That's like a cloud of white. Just beautiful. So I elected to not, because there wasn't suitable railing planters. I just went for the seeds. My friends Nate and Heather got me this very cool seed germination tool, device that, you know, shines this correct combination of lights upon these seed pods that, and circulates the water, and there's nutrients and blah blah blah, and you germinate the seeds and so on and so forth. So I set that up with cilantro, dill, oregano, basil, and chives. I think that's it. Cilantro, dill, chives. Yeah. So those seeds are under the lights as we speak, hopefully germinating soon. And I bought 3 pots and a big packet of wildflower seeds and set those up. So there'll be bursts of color before too terribly long. And went online and found, you know, Amazon, say what you will, and I don't disagree, but they do have everything there, and found perfect railing boxes. So I got 4 of those coming in. They'll be in on Wednesday. So I might head back to Lowe's Wednesday morning and make my selections. And then last night I went to see Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which was epic. All the feels. Oh my God. Definitely. Is it James Gunn is the writer and director for those? Gunn. I know his last name is Gunn. I don't remember his first name. But dude tells a good story. And definitely worth the ride. Worth the price of admission. So enjoyed the heck out of that. So it was a really good weekend. It's going to be a gorgeous week. Tomorrow's going to be about like today, chilly. But then the temperatures are slowly going to rise. They're saying it's going to be in the 90s by the weekend. It's like, yikes. But after tomorrow, we should have lovely spring weather. So it's all good. I am halfway through Jameson Square, so it's time to wrap this up. I'm sorry, what? Sorry. Jameson Square, wrapping it up. Yes, for Monday. Monday, a new beginning. A new week. A new day. I hope you have a lovely Monday. I hope you get the opportunity to go out and have life happen to you in some startling way, some revelation, some new experience or a revelation of an old experience or whatever, but get out in your head or in your body, see what's out there. And however it goes down, remember the words of Zigzag Claiborne, despite everything, create opportunities, if nothing else. Yeah. And I will tell you to love fearlessly, because I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.